sculpted out of mahogany. And they put you on.
With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Breath temperature tests could identify lung cancer. The temperature of exhaled breath could be used to diagnose lung cancer, according to a new study presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress in Munich. Many research teams have been looking at the possibility of using breath tests for a number of cancers. This is the first study looking at breath temperature as a marker in lung cancer. The researchers enrolled 82 people in the study who have been referred for a full diagnostic test after an X-ray suggested the presence of lung cancer. 40 patients received a positive diagnosis, while 42 patients had the diagnosis rejected. Researchers measured the exhaled breath of all participants using a breath thermometer device, known as an exhalo device. The results demonstrated that the patients with lung cancer had a higher breath temperature than those without. The temperature also increased with the number of years a person had smoked and the stage at which their lung cancer had developed. The researchers also identified a cutoff value in the measurement of temperature, which they proved could identify lung cancer with a high level of accuracy. Flour identified as the main cause of occupational asthma in France. Flour has been identified as the main cause of occupational asthma in France, closely followed by cleaning products. A new study, which was presented at the European Respiratory Society's International Congress, analyzed all cases of occupational asthma in France. The research, which is the largest of its kind to be undertaken by France, aimed to understand who was the most affected by the condition and what the main causes were. Data was collected over a 3-year period from a network of respiratory doctors specialized in occupational diseases. 330 cases were analyzed. Flour was identified as the main cause, seen in 20% of cases, closely followed by ammonia compounds often found in cleaning products, seen in 15% of cases. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Here's the rest of your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. IU study links skipping school and failing tests to more sex with less condom use in teenagers. What do skipping school, failing tests, and engaging in risky sexual behavior have in common? Published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, Indiana University researchers combed through 10 years and over 80,000 diary entries regarding the development of 387 teenage girls' romantic and sexual relationship and sexual behavior. This study demonstrates that young women's weekday reports of skipping school and failing tests were significantly linked to more frequent vaginal sex, less frequent condom use, and different sexual emotions on the same day, said lead author Devin J. Hensel. Our findings raise the possibility that the emotional and behavioral experiences in young women's romantic and sexual relationships may impact her reaction to academic events, particularly if an event is more salient to her or to her partner. Our data reflects the importance of considering how the close link between different areas in an adolescent's life can impact her overall health and well-being. Timing of food intake could impact the effectiveness of TB treatment. The timing of food intake in the early phase of TB treatment could have a negative impact on the effectiveness of TB treatment. A new study presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress suggests that eating food just before taking a TB drug could reduce the effectiveness of the medicine. Researchers conducted a small study looking at 20 patients who were about to begin treatment for TB for the first time. They were given the usual course of TB drugs by injection on day 1 and given orally on day 2 and 3, either while fasting or with a high carbohydrate meal. There was a lower concentration in the blood compared with when they were given in a fasting state. This suggests that eating a high carbohydrate meal before taking the drugs can make the drugs less effective. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, the tradition of the Blueprint Power Hour continues with my co-host Rob Regish. Then later in the show, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to be joined by a longtime friend of the show, Vince Andrich, and our news director, Alex Leaf, as we talk about their new performance nutrition and sports supplement coaching certification course. But first, let's get Rob Regish in here with us. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing fantastic. Trained today. Felt great.
Yeah. I trained today, even though I did something really stupid, as I traditionally do. You know, I am getting older, and I have to remind myself of this. So I just started running again, right? And so what did I decide to do yesterday morning but interval training? I turned my run walk into a sprint walk. It pulled my right hamstring and my left calf muscle.
Wow.
And afterwards I thought to myself, I am a bleeping bleep, if I could say that, because I just started running. Why would I sprint? What's wrong with me? I mean, it's like, I wonder sometimes, and I know why I did it. I was like, well, I used to be able to do this. I used to be able to just sprint whenever I wanted to. I didn't have to work my way up to it. Well, guess what? Now I do. So I learned a lesson. So there you go. But I still trained today. I did hip thrusts today. I've been doing whole body again, and I still got into the gym. So no excuses. No excuses. What do you have? You have a sale going on again now for the Blueprint?
Yeah, I'm excited. We've never done this before. If people buy the Blueprint 3.0, they get a whole year's worth of the Blueprint Bulletin for free. And that's a limited time special you will only find on CoachRobRegish.com. So excited isn't the word.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started here. We have a question from someone who hasn't asked a question in a long time, Ilya Poznak. Says, my girlfriend and I wanted to do our first run of the Blueprint 3.0. I have all the documents and they make general sense to me. We do famine, feast, and cruise and follow the dietary training template set out in the Blueprint. With the 3.0, we're incorporating the loading patterns you have. You based it more on statics and EDT, etc. That's a question. Also, my girlfriend was wondering whether she should be expecting to see fat loss from the Blueprint run. She is 5'4 and 130 pounds and is hoping to lose another 10 pounds of fat before the end of the year. However, She's quite new to weights. Do you feel that this would be an attainable goal as a result of several runs of the Blueprint? Thanks for all the great work you do on the Blueprint Power Hour and in life. Keep kicking tail.
Well, I'll tell you, the vast majority of 3.0 involves staggering, static holds, and EDT work. But, and this is important, the exercise selection, sets, reps, and hold times, they differ. And it took a lot of time to work them out. So your girl should see some rather dramatic results given she's new to the iron. I would suggest breaking her in with a 5 sets of 5 workout for a minimum of 6 weeks. To throw her straight away into, you know, intense techniques like static holds and EDT would be like shooting a cannon out of a canoe. Now, having said that, her desired 10 pounds of fat loss should be a snap. Don't be surprised if she puts on 10 pounds of muscle. Resist the urge to push her. The biggest mistake you can make is pushing them too hard, too fast. So you want to accomplish 2 things during her break-in. Reinforce the importance of proper form and focus on teaching her the ins and outs of intra-workout amino acid loading. It's unlikely that it's going to take multiple Blueprint runs for her to accomplish her goal. Just keeping those points in mind, you know, she'll take to it like a fish to water. One last thing. It's very true that the couple who trains together stays together. Hopefully she'll look back and thank you. So I hope that helps, Ilya.
And her first name is Nella. I know that. I don't know why I can't think of her last name, but we should give her credit as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sheldon Kessel says, Coach Rob, I recently discovered bromentane, while researching new nootropics to try. From what I've found in my research, it seems that bromentane has positive effects on both mental and physical functioning, better recovery from exercise. Any thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, as luck would have it, I was going to do and will continue to do a big piece on bromentane in the Blueprint Bulletin this month, including where to get it at the best price. But the brand name is Lotistim, and it's a stimulant drug with anti-anxiety properties. It was developed in Russia during the late 80s. It acts mainly by inhibiting the reuptake of both dopamine and serotonin. It was used as a doping agent, and there were several athletes who tested positive for it at the 96 Atlanta Games. It was then added to the banned list as a stimulant and masking agent. So research on this class of drugs has been fairly extensive, and there are a large number of derivatives, though it remains the best studied. Human trials continue for applications such as increasing endurance under extreme conditions. And the study results suggest the combination of a stimulant and anti-anxiety actions is effective. Now, I can think of only 2 others that work the same.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that stimulates you and is anxiolytic at the same time.
Nicotine and kratom. Nicotine and kratom will do the same. Up front, you know, they give you a little bit of stimulation, but it's part of the reason why smokers, you know, crave that cigarette just to calm down.
Yeah,
just to calm down.
Never thought about
that.
Yeah. We have less than a minute before the next break, so let's talk about something else. And when we come back from the break, we have a question from Kiyoshi Early. So you said that you got into the gym today and you trained and you feel great. Are you doing anything special right now? Are you doing any of your own loading patterns? Are you doing body weight? What are you doing?
Doing body weight stuff. Well, mixing in some weight training as well. So today I got in there, did some one-arm push-ups with a 35-pound dumbbell behind my back. Got 8 reps with my right arm, 6 up with my left. So some work to do there.
Did you start with your left or start with your right?
I start with my left.
Good. Okay.
So, yeah, I work the weak one first.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then I do one-arm barbell rows because, you know, the dumbbells only go up to 90 pounds. So I loaded 135 pounds on there and got, 7 quality reps left and right. I don't count, I only count the weight on the bar. I don't count the weight of the bar itself. It's just easier to keep track of.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more questions. We're going to lead off with a question from Kiyoshi early. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Do you take vitamin D? For whatever reason, do you take vitamin D because you understand all the benefits of taking vitamin D, or that low vitamin D status leads to a variety of diseases? Do you take vitamin D? Do you put it in your mouth and swallow it? Well, we've never done this. For millions of years, we've always gotten vitamin D through our skin. Well, right now, if you are taking vitamin D, you can throw that bottle away and save 15% on a bottle of the single best vitamin D supplement in the world. I say that with all humility because the science behind it proves this. You can get a bottle of Primal D at primal-d.com. Use the coupon code CHUCKMYD, C-H-U-C-K-M-Y-D. Throw your vitamin D away and get with the best vitamin D on the planet, Primal D. Okay, the next question comes from Kayoshi Early. He says, do weightlifting shoes such as Nike Romulos, is that what they're called, Rob?
Yeah,
really help in the squat? Yeah, I know. Really help in the squat. I've been using barefoot shoes, New Balance Minimum, and want to know if the money is well spent or should I invest in Ironmind hip belt and loading pin for the same amount of money. My vote is the latter. Because you can train in bare feet, period. End of story, if you don't mind walking around your gym in bare feet. So,
yeah. The short answer is the Ironmind hip belt and the loading pin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, much more deserving of your dollar. These weightlifting shoes, you know, I've seen them before. They all claim to correct your form, up your total, and change your life or some combination thereof. It's worth noting the guys at Westside all train in Chuck Taylor's.
Huh.
So on the hip belt and loading pin, some pointers for you. You want to purchase two center blocks and angle them outward from a beam or other support to hang on to. There's a lot of wasted energy on the setup. So I came up with solutions. By angling the center blocks inward, you have enough surface area to support the weight. So place the loading pin on top, step up onto the center blocks, cinch up, and presto. Minimal time and energy spent on the setup, virtually all of it poured into your squat. You want to ensure you're squatting to parallel or maybe an inch below. Hanging onto the support, right, allows you to squat down and back as is seen in any box squat. Now, in the early going, you're going to be humbled because it takes some time to learn the exercise. But as time goes on, you'll find your groove and the trauma of having the bar on your back is eliminated. I can't say enough about it. It's a one-time purchase, lifetime of gains.
Yeah. And squat, if you want to squat, squat Chuck Taylor's. There's more men up at Westside that can squat over 1,000 pounds than any place on the planet, and they're wearing Chucks. Okay, is Osterine good post-cycle? I'm coming off test at 500 milligrams a day. 500 milligrams a day?
No, that has to be a mess.
I was going to say, I mean, I've done some high doses, but I don't think I've ever done. Well, no, I mean, I was pretty close to that, I guess, if you go by 5 days a week. And need something to help retain the gains I made. What are your thoughts on this? I have some real strong thoughts on this.
Yeah, the answer is not really.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I say this because we don't know if Osterine is suppressive to your natural test. When you're using more than 3 milligrams a day, 3 milligrams is the most that's ever been studied in humans. Now, in older men using it for 86 days, free test dropped 23% and total test dropped 43%. People are using it in doses of 7 to 10 times more than what's being studied in humans, which is 21 to 30 milligrams a day from what I could see. Assuming a linear relationship in the dose response curve, you can assume Osterine is very suppressive. Most people don't use it for 12 weeks straight, but all that means is we don't know how suppressive it is. Anecdotally, guys are reporting Osterine is suppressing their natural test levels. For example, I saw one male, age 35, he ran it, started taking 5 milligrams a day, and he worked up to 10. He had blood work done before, and 7 days into his cycle, 7 days, his test levels dropped 40%. You know, there are other anecdotal reports of test suppression too. All of this means it's not something you should use during post-cycle. And I wouldn't touch it, period.
Well, remember, post-cycle therapy is supposed to restart your own testosterone levels. So taking anything that is testosterone is a derivative of testosterone or mimics testosterone, is counter to the primary goal of waking up your own testosterone production. You need to be taking things that are well known to be testosterone secretagogues, precursors to hormones that stimulate your testosterone production, which can be done a couple ways. Things that mimic luteinizing hormone, or things that block estrogen's ability to dock in the estrogen receptor, because the way a man's body tells if it has adequate amounts of testosterone is not by monitoring testosterone, but monitoring the downstream conversion to estradiol. I like to think of it as akin to, if you've ever seen a commercial coffee pot, you've got this big vat of coffee, and then you've got this tube on the outside that shows the level of coffee on the inside. That's estrogen, this little tube on the outside. So you have all this testosterone that puts out a little bit of estrogen, and the estrogen is what the body reads. So by blocking estrogen receptor access, or by reducing the amount of circulating estradiol, then the body goes, oh, wow, we are not making enough testosterone. We need to ramp up luteinizing hormone, which is going to start out with gonadotropin-releasing hormone, and then the testes wake up and they start working again. So anything that mimics, anything that has an is in and of itself, has some sort of androgen affinity or anabolic effect, or mimics testosterone, is not called for post-cycle therapy. Yeah. That's an easy one to figure out yourself.
HCG and Clomid is your short solution.
Yeah, and you know what? And the clomiphene citrate works, and it's easy to get your hands on legally. You don't have to worry about ordering it, reconstituting it, or moving over to the dark side by injecting it. It's a real simple protocol. You take 100 milligrams a day for the first 2 days. You take 50 milligrams a day for the following 4 to 5 days, and then you take 25 milligrams a day for somewhere around a month. And your testosterone will come back to normal over that period of time. And you'll minimize your losses, and you'll maintain your gains, and you'll stay relatively as strong as you were. I mean, it's a real simple protocol, and it's inexpensive to do as well. I mean, you can buy clomiphene citrate for, you know, $40 or $50 at a research chem company, and dose it yourself and have more left over for your next PCT.
Tried and true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, bodybuilders who are coming off of 6 grams a week use this type of a protocol. Why would you fool around with anything else?
That's crazy.
I know.
Six grams a week? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had guys come on the show and talk about Paul. I want to say his last name was Walkowski or Walkazak. He actually ended up owning all the Gold's gyms at one point in time, but he was out there in Venice Beach back in the heyday.
Yeah.
He came on my show and talked about doing 2 and 3 grams a day leading up to a contest.
Jeez.
That was injectables and orals all combined. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about some sick, and they all use clomiphene citrate to bounce back. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for you. So there you go.
His testicles had to look like raisins. Yeah.
Well, listen, I've been on testosterone since 2007, and I stopped using HCG. So trust me, mine are gone.
Yeah.
They're probably as big as they were when I was 9 years old. But you know what? What are you going to do? What am I going to do? What are my options? Not to use testosterone? No, absolutely not.
It just makes other things
look bigger. There you go. See, Rob got the right idea. There you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Tomorrow at noon, Brooks Cubic joins me to talk about getting older and continuing to train, modifying expectations. I got to be honest with you. It started with my shearing my hamstring on my left side and aches and pains and things that have happened over the past couple years. And I'm starting to think to myself, you know, I thought it was going to be me. I thought I was going to be the only person in the world that was going to be able to continue to squat and deadlift and do all the things I want to do up until the day I die. And maybe it's not that way. I mean, I know I'm going to stay strong, but maybe I do have to be realistic about what I can achieve in the gym without causing injuries. You want to hear something funny, Rob?
Shoot.
My friend Bruce Krug, who is also a gym owner, this morning we were talking about this at the gym, and he said, every morning I reenact evolution. I says, what do you mean? He says, when I get out of bed, I look like a caveman. He says, by the time I get to the bathroom, I look like a Homo sapien. I'm standing up straight. He says, but I come out, crumpled up, waddling side to side, and then I slowly straighten out. I thought it was the funniest image. Like, he starts out like the caveman and ends up walking upright like modern day humans. And it's true. I do the same thing.
That is fun.
Anyway, Greg Geldart says, I heard on a past episode that you're on TestSIP now for hormone replacement therapy. I think you're in week 4, and I'm curious to know what you're noticing.
Well, you know, a couple things. First, it's hands down the cleanest, smoothest ride, hormonally speaking, I've ever experienced. So in no particular order, the energy is almost overwhelming. You know, you're talking to a guy who went to bed early, most nights around 9. On test, I fall asleep around midnight and sometimes later. Weight gain of around 10 pounds plus now, all in the muscles. Libido enhancement. Suddenly, every female you see is damn interesting. They all move up the scale at least 2 points. Related to the libido here, related to that libido boost, I found myself recently making arrangements to fly cross country next month to visit a certain SHR listener on the left coast. And then finally, the side effects have been god awful. Muscle growth, fat loss, and limitless energy.
Yeah, terrible stuff. Dangerous stuff.
Literally zero acne and no aggressive behavior. I simply can't believe these things were classified as Schedule 3 drugs. Cocaine, heroin, and meth are all clearly addictive. People are committing crimes, right, to support their habit, and lives are being ruined. People are dying. And the country has lost the war on drugs. Test is effective. It's clean as a whistle, and it has zero side effects that I can see. And nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens to get their fix.
I know. And you know what? And if wanting to stay youthful, young, and be disease-free is addictive, then everybody out there is addicted, because whether they're using testosterone or not, people are doing things in an effort to avoid disease and stay healthy. So you're telling me that, oh, wait a minute, wanting to live is addictive. Holy mackerel, we figured it out.
Yeah, you know, it's worth noting the AMA and the DEA both argued against their scheduling, but Congress would hear none of it. Sad commentary.
Because Joe Biden did not want to be a politician. He wanted to be a pro baseball player, but he couldn't because he wasn't willing to take anabolic steroids. Poor Joe.
Yeah. He'd probably be in the majors.
Yeah. He'd be what he is right now, a major goofball is what he is.
One word on him after we're done here. Yeah. Sad commentary on a bunch of old men who should probably be on the stuff.
And you know what? I took a couple weeks off through the launching of Primal D. And when I went back to the gym the other day, a couple of the older guys there said, oh, we thought maybe you had a heart attack because of that testosterone you're taking. And I looked at him and I said, no, I said, you're probably going to be the one that has the heart attack way before me. And he looked at me like he got mad at me. I mean, really?
Here's the deal on Joey Biden. When they raided bin Laden's compound and killed him, they found evidence that, you know, they wanted to assassinate high-ranking American officials.
Oh, don't tell me. He wasn't on the list. He wasn't on the list.
Specifically omitted Biden they wanted kept alive because he thought they'd help him.
Are you serious about this? Are you making this up right now?
No, honest to God. Honest to God.
Oh, my God. How insulting, right? We're going to kill everybody that's important to the United States. What about this Joe Biden? No, leave him. He's good for us. Oh, my God. That's great. Good old Joe Biden.
One of the funniest things I ever read.
Oh, that is funny. Richard Dimmitt says, listen to your show discussing Kratom. Sounds interesting. I have some lower back issues that prevent any vertical loading of the spine. Any tips? Heroin. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
There are numerous actives in Kratom leading to a paradoxical effect. It further differs by strain and, of course, dosing. So a little bit of Kratom results in stimulation. A lot of it results in relaxation. Too much isn't good either. It results in a shaky and wobbling type of effect. Next time you dose it, take a look in the mirror. You're going to find pinhole-sized pupils looking back at you. So I'm going to make this easy and suggest 2 strains because there are a dozen of them. Green Malay and red vein Borneo, also known as Bali. Green Malay gives you around 5 hours of energy and creativity and 3 of relaxation. Red vein Borneo or Bali, it's pure relaxation, around 4 to 6 hours of it. With respect to your lower back issues, 2 options come to mind. Hip belt squats, like we talked about earlier, and body weight squats using the Tabata method. So there's your heavy and your conditioning work. I'd suggest a twice weekly dosage of those. On the Tabata squats, it's pretty straightforward. You perform as many reps as possible in 20 seconds, followed by a 10-second rest. You rinse, wash, and repeat for as long as possible. Now, Tabata, he actually calls for 8 rounds, but most people last less than 5 minutes. So I would like both Richard and the audience to try that on for size. I'm sure you'll be pleased and humbled with the results.
Okay, the next question. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, that's it. The next question is the blueprint tip of the day, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should talk a little bit more about, you know, the scheduling of anabolics being in schedule 3.
Well, I mean, it's silly. You know what? I almost called this. I have a favorite show here in town. It's the Leland Conway show. It's an AM radio show. It's usually something I catch in the morning as I'm leaving the gym and driving to the studio. So this morning they were talking about this whole guy, this football player who knocked this girl out, and you know, and the NFL didn't chastise him immediately, and all, and I get all that, you know. He if it was you or me that did this, we would have gone to jail, but he, because of who he is, made a plea, and then they're trying to decide whether they should fire him for a while, you know, take him off the roster for a while. But what I really wanted to talk to them about was how professional sports has impacted every area of our society today, from the standpoint of, you know, you have to have a special rule, like, hey, guys, no, you can only beat up your wife twice and then you're going to get fired. And like you and I did that one time, we would be fired from our jobs, we would go to jail, we'd be paying restitution, blah, blah, blah. But more importantly, how professional sports have totally screwed medicine. Because the reason that you can't just walk into your doctor and get testosterone is because Barry Bonds and all these people use performance-enhancing drugs. How the hell did that happen? How the hell did professional baseball start guiding medical practices and procedures and what is considered standard care practices? How the hell did that happen?
Well, you know, I think the short answer is, the politicians saw, you know, an easy score. It was a slam dunk. Save the children. Oh my God, how can this possibly, you know, we can't have this happening to kids. And professional athletes is cheating. That's true. But the average user, I was just reading Rick Collins' book, Legal Muscle, again. Great read. If you ever get a chance, pick it up. The average user is a 35-year-old male. Most of the time has a family and a good job. And these men, their biggest crime is they want to put a few pounds on their bench press or look good at the beach. Yet, these same men, more than a few of them, are sitting in jail today, prison, because of the terrible crime of wanting to look good.
Yeah.
It's actually written into the Anabolic Steroid Control Act specifically that prescribing anabolics for muscle building is the big no-no.
Yeah, because you know why? Because most politicians were geeks in high school and they didn't like the jocks. So they're finally, this is revenge of the geeks. That's what this is. Revenge of the nerds. That's what this is. This is real revenge of the nerds. And you know what? I was a nerd in high school. I wasn't one of the jocks, but I understand the value of muscle in aging and disease. We have to go into our break. Hold on to your thought. I'll give you time when we come back. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Showtime. Welcome back. You know what today is, Rob?
What?
Brooks Kubik's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
He's officially older than me. Finally, somebody that's older than me. Brooks is 57 today.
He's still lifting heavy, no doubt.
That's right. Dinosaur training all the way. If you know Brooks Kubik, go to his Facebook page today and wish him a happy birthday. Okay. Great. Making peace with the man in the mirror. Is this like making peace with ISIS?
Hopefully it's a little easier. You know, we all come here every week for different reasons. For some, it's the relentless pursuit of physical perfection in an imperfect world. Women are big motivators, as are big numbers. I want you to take a deep look in the mirror at some point because that person staring back at you has mighty high expectations. I'm going to reflect on my own career for a minute because it reveals some interesting findings. I was introduced to the weights as a means of building stronger legs for baseball. It was Bob, though, that I looked at with awe. He worked in the gym, and I'll never forget the day we shook hands. He had a dark tan, what looked to me to be enormous arms, and carried himself quietly. It didn't help matters. I was 6 feet tall and all of 143 pounds, and I hated those numbers when I saw them. So I resolved to do something about it. There were universal machines, a few free weights, and I learned fast. First up was legs, and found I was reasonably strong on the squat machine. Upper body, I was pathetically weak on almost every movement, trained mostly arms. It wasn't until college that I was introduced to barbells and dumbbells. Now, when I got there, I was 158 pounds. My moods were generally governed by my weigh-ins. I was excited when I gained weight and depressed when I lost. Life was governed by those numbers, and every trip to the gym was exciting. Now, around this time, I was learning more about diet, and I was on the college meal plan. So it was a steady diet of milk, animal meat, and carbs did me right. I got up to 180 at the beginning of my sophomore year, and I didn't understand or know what was coming, and the results were an eye-opener. My roommate and training partner at the time, Greg Geldart, he ordered the book Super Squats, How to Gain 30 Pounds of Muscle in 6 Weeks. It was the legendary 20-rep squat program and lots of milk. Lots and lots of milk. A gallon a day, minimum. The gains came fast, and I cracked the 200-pound mark in no time. That was a banner day, because I never dreamed I'd be that big. Eventually, I made it up to 252, settling back to 225 or so, where I'm at today. Likewise, meeting Eddie Azzaro was a watershed moment. You know, he was maybe 180, and he looked kind of average to me. So one day, two football players were squatting, and Eddie asked if he could work in. Football guy said, no, you're going to wait your turn. Eddie took it in stride. He patiently stretched out. When the guys were finished, they left 315 on the bar. Told Eddie he'd have to strip it. No problem, he said. Got under the bar, and he squatted 315 for 10, leaving the football players a little embarrassed. Eddie also introduced me to loading patterns, which was a simple workout from the back of Powerlifting USA. That was an incredible ride. Straight Western periodization, and I upped my bench to 320. Eventually, totaled 1370 in my first meet, which was good for a trophy. And over the years, I'd go on to find other programs and diets, which I distilled into the blueprint. Which brings me to you. You need to get to the bottom of what drew you to training and what keeps you in it. And these are serious questions, because it builds into the very pillars of your psyche. You may not realize it, but it's happening right now. For me, too much was never enough, something I'm saddled with to this day. Find your motivators, and provided they're pure, make sure they're adhered to. I can honestly tell you, they saved my life during some very difficult times, because at the end of the day, 100 pounds is still 100 pounds when you get to the gym. There's something reassuring about that, something you'll come to appreciate, no doubt. So if you're up for it, visit my website, CoachRobRegish.com, and make an investment in yourself. 3.0 comes with a free year's worth of blueprint bulletins, and that's a bargain if there ever was one. So, I don't know, what originally got you into training, Carl?
Anabolic steroids. Not like it. Remember that song, I Do It for the Drugs? It came out like, I don't know, God, I know, 10 years ago. I used to think about that song when I was training. But anyway, saving my own life. I mean, that really was it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was sick. I had a heart problem. I was, I was, I, I, I would have to imagine that had I not done the things that changed the trajectory of my life today, I would be probably closer to 400 pounds. I'd be very, very sick. I'd be on a myriad of drugs. And life would look really, really crappy to me. And life looks really great to me. I mean, my life is getting better and better every single day. And I'm not just saying that. I'm really grateful. I get to talk for a living. I mean, it's just physical culture changed everything for me. It didn't just correct the diseases that I had and improve my health. It improved the way I looked. It improved my outlook. It improved what I felt I could accomplish. It improved what I did for a living. I mean, it changed everything. It changed everything.
That's fantastic. It's a great story. It's a powerful illustration of what it can do for somebody.
And I'll tell you something else. I said this about the show the other day. You know how Ron Pena from Quest, who's brilliant and most brilliant and most generous person I've ever met in my life, you know, he said you need to think of the show more like a private club. Instead of trying to change everybody's lives, just change the lives of the people who want to hear the message. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, why plant a seed in sand where it can't grow when you could plant a seed in fertile soil? I don't want to debate the non-believers. I want to have a conversation with the believers. And yeah. I'm not interested in change. If people don't like this message, they disagree with it, I am not going to try to convince them that they're wrong. I say, move on. Let me get to the people faster that are interested in this message.
Yeah, and you know, the voice you have now, it's how many downloads you had a month?
Well, it varies. Last in July we had 1.6 million.
Jeez.
1,667,000 or something like that.
That's amazing.
I mean, every month it's 1,750,000, 1.2 million. It just depends on the quality of the shows they're producing and the interest levels and people's accessibility, because you know, people have lots going on in their lives, so it's they can't always listen. But, I mean, it's very consistent. That's the bottom line.
You must have a pretty good handle on the footprint for the number of people that actually are into training.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know exactly where all my listeners are. Absolutely. By continent, by geographical area within those continents, yes.
I get very little from south of, you know, the equator, except for Australia. A lot of guys.
We have a lot of listeners in Mexico. We have a lot of listeners in South America. I mean, it's just surprising to me.
Yeah.
A lot. Well. Anyway, let's go ahead and plug your website again. It's CoachRobRegish.com if you want to learn more. If you have questions, you can send them to Rob at Facebook. Look for Rob Regish. You can go to Coach Rob Regish and contact them there. Or you can contact them by sending an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. You want to plug the sale real quick before we sign off?
Yeah, 3.0, an investment in the Blueprint 3.0 gets you a year's worth of Blueprint bulletins, which is a fantastic motivator that's going to arrive in your inbox every 30 days. And it is not rehashed hash. This is brand new material every month, and it's going to get you gaining again. And it's only going to run for a limited time. So do check it out. I promise you, you know, it's going to be something you're going to look back on, and it's going to be a watershed moment, just like the experiences that I relayed here.
Check it out. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. And, of course, thanks to Rob for doing the work that he does. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Love doing it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new certification program for those of you out there who are interested in performance nutrition. You're going to be surprised when you hear who's behind it, probably intrigued, and maybe even inspired to take advantage of it when you realize that these guys are all about walking the walk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio at the top of the hour.
Thank you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hello.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Breath temperature tests could identify lung cancer. The temperature of exhaled breath could be used to diagnose lung cancer, according to a new study presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress in Munich. Many research teams have been looking at the possibility of using breath tests for a number of cancers. This is
Vince,
the first study
looking at breath temperature
as a marker in lung cancer. The researchers enrolled 82 people in the study who have been referred for a full diagnostic test after an X-ray suggested the presence of lung cancer. 40 patients received a positive diagnosis, while 42 patients had the diagnosis rejected. Researchers measured the exhaled breath of all participants using a breath thermometer device, known as an exhalo device. The results demonstrated that the patients with lung cancer had a higher breath temperature than those without. The temperature also increased with the number of years a person had smoked and the stage at which their lung cancer had developed. The researchers also identified a cutoff value in the measurement of temperature, which they proved could identify lung cancer with a high level of accuracy. Flour identified as the main cause of occupational asthma in France. Flour has been identified as the main cause of occupational asthma in France, closely followed by cleaning products. A new study, which was presented at the European Respiratory Society's International Congress, analyzed all cases of occupational asthma in France. The research, which is the largest of its kind to be undertaken by France, aimed to understand who was the most affected by the condition and what the main causes were. Data was collected over a 3-year period from a network of respiratory doctors specialized in occupational diseases. 330 cases were analyzed. Flour was identified as the main cause, seen in 20% of cases, closely followed by ammonia compounds often found in cleaning products, seen in 15% of cases. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Here's the rest of your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. IU study links skipping school and failing tests to more sex with less condom use in teenagers. What do skipping school, failing tests, and engaging in risky sexual behavior have in common? Published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, Indiana University researchers combed through 10 years
and over 80,000 diary entries regarding the development of 387 teenage girls' romantic and sexual relationship and sexual behavior. This study demonstrates that young women's weekday reports of skipping school and failing tests were significantly linked to more frequent vaginal sex, less frequent condom use, and different sexual emotions on the same day, said lead author Devin J. Hensel. Our findings raise the possibility that the emotional and behavioral experiences in young women's romantic and sexual relationships may impact her reaction to academic events, particularly if an event is more salient to her or to her partner. Our data reflects the importance of considering how the close link between different areas in an adolescent's life can impact her overall health and well-being. Timing of food intake could impact the effectiveness of TB treatment. The timing of food intake in the early phase of TB treatment could have a negative impact on the effectiveness of TB treatment. A new study presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress suggests that eating food just before taking a TB drug could reduce the effectiveness of the medicine. Researchers conducted a small study looking at 20 patients who were about to begin treatment for TB for the first time. They were given the usual course of TB drugs by injection on day 1 and given orally on day 2 and 3, either while fasting or with a high carbohydrate meal. There was a lower concentration in the blood compared with when they were given in a fasting state. This suggests that eating a high carbohydrate meal before taking the drugs can make the drugs less effective. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Take it back, baby.
Welcome back. Okay. Got two guests on with me right now. One of them is the Superhuman Radio News Director, Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
And of course, a huge, longtime friend and friend of the show, Vince Andrich. How you doing, Vince?
Carl, I'm great. Thank you.
Okay, so the reason I have you two guys on is, unbeknownst to me until recently when Alex let me know, you guys have put together, in cooperation with some other individuals, a performance nutrition and supplementation certification program. But before we get into that, I have to ask Vince to give us an update on where you've been and what you've been doing, because last I heard you were over at Quest for a while. So what's going on with you lately?
Well, I'm still doing work with Quest. It's in a kind of a different area. Two of Ron's Skunk Works projects, as he calls them. And so we're working on what's next. And it probably won't be in the same realm as the products they have now. There may be indications that the products they currently have can't really tackle.
That's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Very fun.
Yeah, very cool. And Alex Leaf is now studying at Bastyr University. Your degree is, what is your major again, Alex?
It's a master's in nutrition with a didactic program in dietetics.
That's pretty cool.
So I'll be pursuing the Master's in Nutrition degree while simultaneously prepping to become a registered dietitian. It's a fast track to get me into that profession.
And then, of course, you will erase from your brain everything that you learned in the course and teach everybody about ancestral diets and so on and so forth. No, I'm only kidding around.
Of course.
Okay, so how did this start, this certification program? And also, am I allowed to mention the other people that are involved in it, or can I let you do that?
Oh, you can, of course. One is a very good friend. I'm not sure if you had either of the others on, but certainly be my guest.
Adel Moussa, right?
Of course.
I mean, I got to tell you something. I unabashedly get behind anything Adel does because I know him to be completely well-informed about the science and not one to overstate things in the favor of hype. In fact, I love his most famous phrase that he uses, on the other hand, as he is working things out in his own mind. And then he goes, well, on the other hand, and then on the other hand, and then... Very, very balanced. So anything he does, I can get behind, first of all. Who else is involved?
A young lady named Sohee Lee. She's a writer and a trainer. She just produced her last ebook she did with Lane Norton, Dr. Lane Norton. And I believe it's about putting together the appropriate macros for your goals.
Okay. And is there anybody else involved?
Yes, Sean Casey from Case Performance.
Of course. Great guy.
Yeah. I got to tell you that you already know, I mean, no, not taking anything away from anyone else, but we already know what Adel can do. And in this guide, this course, he goes beyond. But I got to tell you, the two areas I'm most proud of is what Alex had contributed and what Sean contributed. Because they're brand new voices from what I've heard, brand new perspectives. Actually, my sister's a psychiatrist, and she read some of the stuff in the guide, in particular Alex's stuff, and she was really impressed.
Really?
With the – oh, yeah.
Like what? With what? From a psychology standpoint, what was she impressed with?
Well, he goes into cognitive therapy, all the behavior therapies, and how to – manage your client from the perspective of how are you going to get them to change their habits. Change is hard, and he gets into the nitty gritty beyond the foods. It's awesome. I mean, it's really what they're doing right now in psychiatry and psychology with a bunch of different disorders, be it, you know, minor or even major, with the ability to have people come in and actually train their emotional responses instead of having them go off with triggers. So it's right on the money.
Wow, very cool. So when did you guys start working on this certification program?
Started probably towards the end of the last year, but it didn't get into full swing. I just had actually interfaced with a couple of colleagues. I don't know. I think I might have told you. I've got a partnered on a website, the Sports Nutrition Supplement Guide, and the gentleman that I'm working with there. He has
Is that Saul?
No, Saul. We're just getting ready to set up Saul as an affiliate, but
okay.
No. You know, each way, but no. I've talked to Saul about it. No, he's not over there.
Okay,
but. He knows a couple of guys. They have the kind of brand that is sold through a gym chain, like an Apex, right? So the trainers get trained on it. There's an installation with a program and tracking and all that. At any rate, both of our buddies, I hadn't talked to him in years, Mike LaBosse, he owns the National Academy of Fitness Certifications. We went to lunch and he said, hey, you know, Vin, what about the sports supplement guide or you did before? Could you make that in a course? I said, yeah, it wouldn't be what it was last time. But he said, sure, you send me a manuscript and I can go through my people and get it, tell you where you really need to be as far as words, questions, the level of difficulty to get your CEC accreditation so that – trainers and coaches can take it as continuing ed. So he did that, and first guy I called up, I believe for sure, was Adele. And Adele actually orchestrated. He had done some stuff with Alex, or maybe he got stuff by Alex and Sean. And I had Sohi, who did a lot of massaging of different areas where she brought it into like a consistent voice. Both of us really worked a lot on that. But the stuff that came back was just, I can't wait till you talk to Adele, because he was actually surprised how it was put together at the end. But it all came together nice. It was good.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into what people can expect to get from this certification course. And we're going to tell you how you can learn more about it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about a new performance nutrition and supplementation certification course that can add to your CEUs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You create misery. Have your
I gotta tell you, I am in love with Divine Nutrition's vanilla dolce de leche natural blend. This stuff's unbelievable. It tastes better than Way Natural ever tasted, and Way Natural had 16 grams of sugar and only 6 grams of protein. This is the real McCoy. They batch test every single batch. Go to Divine Nutrition today. Use the coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Okay. So we're talking with Vince Andrich and my news director, I'm proud to say, a guy who does an amazing job here at Superhuman Radio, Alex Leaf, about their new certification program that will actually give you continuing education credits if you are a personal trainer. And that's important. You have to be doing the CEU work in order to stay current. So what's covered in the course? Whoever wants to jump in here, if Alex wants to cover it, or Vince, you can jump in, whoever wants to cover it.
Well, I'll start. We start off with nutrition coaching in the modern era, in the 21st century, and how to interact with clients, how to give them realistic expectations, other things to look for, how to be a better listener when they might not be telling you everything you need to know, probe a little bit, not taking the answers as pat answers, and then basically going and talking to them about what their goals are and do they have the realistic time frame to get there. And this comes in before teaching the trainer and the coach that if you don't have a sufficient amount of time, you have unrealistic expectations, and the client needs to be managed so that if they beat those expectations, that's great. But you don't want them going off of, the Biggest Loser, thinking that that's something you can do.
Well, it's funny you say that, because Elisa has a friend that's from Louisville that she's known like her entire life, who apparently is a personal trainer and has his own gym. So I went to his website with her, and he has a blog post that he lost 14 pounds in one day. And then he went on to detail what he did in that day. And by the way, he was in the process of moving. And I'm not doubting that he lost 14 pounds in one day. I think you could lose 14 pounds in one day if you did high intensity activities for the entire day and ate very little. But the idea that he even promoted this to me says that he's, even though he may give the caveat that, you know, you may not be able to do this because you may not be able to dedicate your entire day or have the energy to move this much throughout the entire day. But the fact that he even posted that he lost 14 pounds in one day makes me take a pause about the validity of his position as a personal trainer.
Well, it seems a little irresponsible.
Yes.
In my view. Yes.
Yes. Why would you do that and then promote it? I mean, listen, I know a guy who had a limb amputated. He lost 22 pounds in one day. It was a leg. You know, it's like,
jeez. Well, right. Well, I mean, we make a big argument in the beginning about just looking at the Biggest Loser, and like four of us all had that in our mind, and when it came out, and everyone had something to add, and they've had experiences with clients. And people saying, why can't I do that? Well, it's a controlled environment. They're not really training you for long-term success. Your diet isn't long-term success. It's, it's an experiment for television.
It's, it's like people who strive for get-rich-quick schemes where they make, $5,000 the first month, but they don't tell you that the reality is that after that, they ended up losing everything that they had because it was a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
It's the same mentality that goes after a get rich quick scheme that goes after the get ridiculously unrealistic success weight loss in a short period of time.
Well, I don't want to work. I want the result. Can't I get there?
Yeah, that's the American dream. It's the American dream.
Yeah.
I don't want to work. I just want to be a millionaire. I want to have my own reality TV show.
Well, then. Then we wind up going into, we talk about what the challenges are for the coach themselves, the trainer. And the so what there is, you need to be a lifelong learner. You can't just be someone that learns this or a couple of courses and goes across, you know, around and trains people and doesn't keep studying. And you need to find places. We give suggestions on places to look and how to vet out your sources so you're not getting a bunch of noise from the internet. And that becomes a key. So pick your sources. And so when your clients come up and ask you questions, because they're all going to, you have sufficient answers. Or if not, you can go back and find them. And don't be afraid to say you don't know. A lot of the stuff is outlandish, as you know, Carl. And
yeah,
not everybody knows everything, right? So from there, we go into what Alex beautifully put together, which is the pieces of the professional nutrition counselor and how to program and monitor the results. And it's for clients of various backgrounds. And so going back to the expectations, this is where you set the groundwork by getting as much information out from the client so that you can give them a little bit better roadmap with some examples. So, okay, you were here and you're here now. So then you don't expect to go to this better level in a super short amount of time. You shouldn't, because it took you a while to get here. So let's be realistic. And it's a methodical way of getting the information out of a client, which you're going to need to build their case file. And, you know, without diagnostics, in many cases, trainers are kind of flying blind. And that's another, when we do a subsequent course, we're probably going to have guidelines for what tests to have your client run if they can. So you can start looking at some other values that are real data, and then seeing if they change. But Alex, if you want to kind of get into some of this, it's really great stuff.
Well, go ahead, jump in.
I'm going to have to kind of shoot down the cloud here and say that it was Sean Casey that put this section together, not myself. I wrote the section overviewing the fundamental new principles of nutrition as it relates to the macronutrients. And Sean Casey was the one who really put a lot of the information into the behavioral changes and the cognitive aspect of dieting and coaching.
You realize, Alex, that you will never be a success in the fitness and nutrition industry unless you're willing to take the credit for other people's work.
I had both of your submissions through Adele, and I guess I did get mixed up, because I was talking to Sean about a couple of things, and I think I went back to you on a couple of things. I thought that I figured you did something with the nutrition. You were doing something with the macros and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We have to take a break in 2 minutes. Get into what you actually did in a little more detail here, Alex.
Okay, so what I did is I got a surprise email one day from Adele Moussa saying, Alex, I need someone to do this crap ton of work because I don't have time to do it myself and I can't rely on anyone else, that I'm going to have to go back and change everything anyway.
Yeah, because otherwise he would have had me do it, but then he would have had to rewrite everything.
So I went ahead and did a section that pretty much overviews proteins, fats, carbohydrates, and fiber, and just everything about them, how they relate to nutrition, because they quite literally are the fundamental aspects of anything related to the diet. And so I focused on those, and I talked about what they are, how they work, and how they're integrated into the diet, and so on.
Where can people go to learn more about this? We're going to go into a break, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back. But in the meantime, is there a website set up, Vince?
Yeah, well, it's being sold off of the National Academy of Fitness Certifications, and I'll send you the link. But it's basically NAF as in Frank, C as in Carl, trainer.com, and it's right on the homepage under CECs.
NAFC.
Ctrainer.com. Yep.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Vince Andrich and Alex Leaf. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Professional Improvement Series. Stay tuned.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Showtime.
Welcome back. If you're a personal trainer, you know that you have to be constantly adding your credits. Continuing education is a critical part of remaining a personal trainer and providing real valuable help to your clients. If you're not doing it regularly, you are as bad as the mechanic who stopped learning before electronic ignition came around. I mean, it's you can't work on cars. You can't do your customers the right service. You're taking advantage of them, and this is a great way to keep up on your continuing education. The website is NAFC, National Association of Fitness Certifications, trainer, NAFCtrainer.com. The course is called Performance Nutrition and Sports Supplement coach, and it's $249. How long does it take to complete, and how many CEUs will a person get for this?
You get 1.2 CEUs with the NAFC and also Nesta right now. There'll be others. And there's 100 questions. The typical run time is 60 to 90 minutes. And you have more than that to do the test. I don't even think they cut you off. But that you are timed.
So you do the test online. It's a time test. And you obviously have to prepare ahead of time. How much studying time should someone allot to go over the course material before taking the test?
I would say if they've taken a basic nutrition, because there's a couple of other courses that are recommended to take before this, they probably can get the concepts with a solid week to 10 days of study, not all day, every day, but several hours a day putting towards this, because there's some concepts that are, they're not really new, but they're re-explained for the modern time, for what we know now. And so there's some on the other hands, as you might say, from Adele. There's conventional wisdom. There's what we know now. There's why there's a discrepancy, or could be a discrepancy, because it may not account for this. And so there's a lot of that in there, which brings another layer of knowledge to the trainer. And so those are the main pieces that they need to keep in mind. The other stuff they may be able to remember, but it's the little twists and turns that are going to be most important.
Here's what I like about this. That right now, everybody's coming out with a certification course, right? I actually jokingly said to Elisa, I'm going to have a superhuman radio certification program. If you can prove that you've listened to 100 hours of Superhuman Radio, you'll get a nice certificate from the show. And the reason I said this is because recently I've noticed people coming out with certification courses. But here's what I like about yours that's different than theirs. So everybody's out there coming out with their own certification, right? Oh, you are now certified to teach people whatever it is, whether it's nutrition or exercise, my way. Now you can go out there and say, hey, I am a Marxist, and nothing against Mark, he's a brilliant guy, I love him, I love what he's done. I'm a Marxist and certified nutritionist. I will teach you the Marxist way. And that's not what you're doing. What you're saying is, look, if you're currently a personal trainer, and obviously you're going out to get accepted by more of these personal training organizations, out there, so that this will contribute to their CEUs. If you're already a personal trainer, you don't have to change anything. You don't have to become the Vince Andrich way of doing things. But this adds to your offering and adds to your continuing education. That's a big difference than, hey, you're now certified. You can tell people that you teach people the Carl Lenore way of doing things. That's totally different. That's totally different.
Well, the conversation, I'm glad you mentioned that, when it wasn't really a tactic. It was just born out of talking to people that go, the cookie cutter thing sounds great, but it's not realistic. And so this is one of the things we're talking about at Quest a lot, which is, an N of one may not be bad, because guess what? All you care about is you. So the job of the coach and trainer are to find out, based on previous work, where they may start with the best chances of success with their current client, based on what they know, and how to change, how to make some changes without saying, oh, this is how I got in shape. It should be working for you, which what you said is so true. It's, it's like the general that goes and does the same maneuver in every war. It doesn't work that way.
What do you think, Alex, especially from what you're learning in school now about nutrition, what would you like to say to people that would emphasize how maybe more up-to-date this certification would be for them?
I would say that the biggest thing that I notice people in the nutrition field are lacking is an open mind. And it really kills me when I get into discussions with others and they're unable to not only see things from your viewpoint, but they're unable to change their mind in the face of evidence because they think it might show weakness or something along those lines, when it's quite the contrary. Acknowledging that you're wrong and moving forward is extremely important, especially in a field such as this where new evidence is emerging every day. With regard to the performance nutrition and sports supplement coach guide, the thing is massive. It covers every aspect between how to talk with the client to the fundamentals of nutrition to sleep, rest, recovery, and supplementation. I know that when I was working on my section, I was having a lot of connections, a lot of moments that went, wow. You know, I knew that, but at the same time, I didn't know this aspect of it. And I think for anyone with an interest in nutrition, even if you don't need the continuing education credits, just buying this guide to read through it is going to make a lot of connections for you. And it's going to make things appear a lot more clear and really open your mind to future research.
You know, the interesting thing that was just said about that Alex brought forth is really a problem in all areas of scientific discourse today. And that is that science is science, and it actually starts to smell and look like religion when people defend things they have no need to defend. You know, if you take a position today that is based on evidence that we have today, and then that evidence changes, and you don't change your position, then you are somehow emotionally connected to that information. It's no longer science. It's not a matter of you admitting you were wrong. It's a matter of saying science is dynamic. It changes. We learn more. We cannot say things unabashedly in science. You can't say absolutely this is what happens, because a year, 5 years from now, we find that it's not true. And then we have to defend ourselves because we made it something that it wasn't. It's no longer science. So I don't understand why anybody would be resistant to changing their position when we're talking about things that are based on science. We have to take a break. Hold your thoughts there, okay? Because I want to come back out and I want to address that. And then I'll let you finish up what you wanted to contribute as well, Vince. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Vince Andrich and Alex Leaf about the new Performance Nutrition and Sports Supplement Coach Certification. You can get it over at NAFC's website, NAF like Frank, C like Charlie, trainer.com. It's on the homepage, Performance Nutrition and Sports Supplement Coach. It delivers 1.2 NAFC CECs and 1.2 NESTA, N-E-S-T-A CECs. The course is $249. It's a great way for you to add to your offerings. And remember, when you add something to your repertoire, you should be able to charge for it. It's not like you're wasting money. If you learn how to do a new procedure, then when you charge people, you should be charging people for that new procedure. That's how medicine works, and that's how you should work as well. So you shouldn't see this as just an investment. You should see it as an opportunity to increase your income. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman.com for a free brochure.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Abbott Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You're going to want to listen to the first hour of tomorrow's show, when I'm joined by Brooks Kubik. Today is Brooks' birthday. He's 57. Finally, someone who's older than me. And we're actually going to talk about getting older and training and expectations. As you know from earlier in the show, I talked about the fact that I am a bleeping bleep hole because I decided to do interval sprints yesterday, and I haven't sprinted in years. And of course, I pulled my right hamstring and my left calf muscle, and my legs are killing me. And the only reason why I did it is because I used to be able to sprint whenever I wanted to. But I guess what? I guess at 56 years old, you got to work your way up to that sort of stuff. So we're going to have a good discussion tomorrow for those of you who are in my boat. And that is, you want to stay strong. You want to keep training like an athlete. But you also have to be realistic about your age. Right now, we're talking with Brooks Kubik and Alex Leaf and Vince Andrich. See, that's age right there. Vince, do you ever talk about your age? Can I ask how old you are?
No.
Okay.
No, you can. Of course you can.
How old are you?
Go ahead, ask.
How 52. Old are you, Vince?
I'm 52.
Ah, see, so you're young. You're young.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
When you hit 55, all of a sudden things start changing. But anyway, okay, so when we went into the break, you wanted to say something when I talked about my little dissertation there about taking the course. What did you want to say?
Let me go back to where I was. Let's see.
Well, I basically made an argument that, you know, you really need to be taking these types of continuing education courses, but you shouldn't see them as a waste of money. Like, oh, I have to take this course in order to keep my certification in place. No, if you learn something, you should be able to charge something for that.
Right. Well, we're going to be doing some smaller courses that will attack specific issues and kind of peel away the onion on them, so to speak, and get to the what we know now and do a lot of the on the other hand, so that someone can say, I'm educated and I'm knowledgeable in this area. And to add to their repertoire when they're talking to someone and they say, oh yeah, you know, I'm really into a macrobiotic diet, or I'm really into this intermittent fasting. Okay, do you know what it is? And does the trainer coach know how to implement that and what it should and shouldn't do?
Really? That's a good point.
Can't, right? I mean, that's the thing people are asking for, specific things now. And most trainers know they have like 5 tricks in their bag. So, and it's not their fault. It's just changing quickly.
You know, we just assume in this audience, because we're so forward leaning, we're so progressive about this sort of stuff. But you're right. If I talk to somebody at the gym and say something about intermittent fasting, they're like, well, what's that? And right. We just assume, well, sure, you know about it. I mean, it's been real popular for about 5 or 6 years now. You don't know anything about it?
No, it's like, well, you've been to Quest, and I'll mention Quest because we've both been inside there. I've done work with them and still do. And that's a place where they hear about intermittent fasting and many years ago, and they're all doing it.
Yeah.
Then they go to the next thing. They experiment. They're tinkerers. They want to know what they read after they vet it a bit, if it really works.
Right.
And they're taking blood values and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, that's going to be another episode for you when, there's the next generation of tools and toys from Quest are going to be things that are really going to give people insight on what they put in their mouth and how they train and what really is going on.
Right, what it translates to in the body. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. One of my colleagues often says, you know, the problem with nutrition is we're going off a textbook and either it's a disease state or almost a disease state, or they say this is standard equipment. Okay, well, most people with a problem don't have standard equipment. You got to find out what the problem is. Is it insulin resistance? You know, is it fatty acid synthesis? You have an issue with, you know, processing long chain fats? Do you have a problem with protein? Do you have your gut has problems? There's all kinds of even what you might think are minor that make major differences. And so if you don't know what machinery you're putting the food in, you can't expect the same result from two people. It's
right.
Impossible.
Right. And that kind of intricacy in outcomes and variability in outcomes beguiles the medical industry. It beguiles because they want simple things. They want to be able to say, you have this, you take this pill, and that's it. And they hate this sort of stuff that things work differently in different people. In fact, I made the argument in a blog post recently, and I'm surprised more people didn't. Someone didn't challenge me on it. I recently said, can we really trust vitamin D research? And the reason I said that in the blog, in summary, was all of the information that we work from theory wise comes from sun exposure and high levels of vitamin D. And we just assume that pounding down thousands and thousands of IUs in our gut is going to do the same thing. I mean, the reason that we believe in vitamin D is because the early research was from latitudes and longitudes where people got a lot of sun. They didn't have these diseases. We started looking at vitamin D values. Oh my God, their vitamin D levels are high. And ergo, vitamin D equals this. And So now we just need, and the supposition I did in the blog post was, you know, we already know that increasing oxygen content of inhaled air will increase energy output in elite athletes. If you enrich oxygen by just 3%, it allows them to train harder for longer. But we know that the air has to be inspired through the lungs. What if we put the breathing mask on their foreheads? We wouldn't get the same results because it's not coming in where it's supposed to come in. Vitamin D is supposed to come through the skin. Maybe the reason that there's so much conflicting vitamin D research out there is because of the fact that we're swallowing it and thinking that it's going to do the same thing.
Well, I really like the latest product that you've been having your site.
Yeah, this is a shameless pimp job right
no,
now.
No. But I mean, because I talked to Michael Hollick actually through Ron Penna at Quest. He suggested I interview him. We were talking about vitamin D, and I had a very lengthy conversation with him. And here's a guy that wasn't even planning on looking at vitamin D. He was looking at his first job with a guy who was actually looking at, I think he might have been looking at sun exposure, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, what do we get most out of this is D. So he came up with the testing for the vitamin D testing, the hydroxy vitamin D.
Right.
And you probably had Hollick on many times. I don't remember, but he's like, look, we don't even know what comes through the skin through that process. How can we? It's the infancy of it. There's all kinds of stuff that comes through there. And the D is one of the things that triggers a lot of other chemical reactions.
And more importantly, sun exposure does not guarantee a rise in vitamin D, because guess what? UV light synthesizes D, but it also is a negative feedback. It also stops D from being synthesized from pre-vitamin D, because the body is always trying to regulate it at the source in the skin. So there's a lot of people out there who spend long periods of time in the sun, and they go get their blood work done, and they go, oh my God, I'm at the lowest level that I've ever been. How could that be? So there's a lot more to this. You're right. There's so much more to this. It's mind-boggling. But anyway, so let's get back to the subject at hand. The certification course is called Performance Nutrition and Sports Supplement Coach. You can learn more about it by going to the NAFC website, which is NAFC, National Association of Fitness Certification Trainer, NAFCtrainer.com, and look for Performance Nutrition and Sports Supplementation Coaching. Take advantage of it. Add the CECs that you need, plus have more information that will make you a better personal trainer, and you can charge more. When you're a better personal trainer, you get to charge more for your services than the schleppy guy over there who doesn't know what he's doing. This right. is an investment in your career. It's not an expense. When a doctor takes a class to learn how to do a new procedure, guess what? He makes a lot of money and buys a new boat, because that procedure makes him a lot of money.
That's right. Well, here's one for all the trainers and coaches out there. We get into very deep discussion on the nuances of understanding research, how to look at papers, how to evaluate claims for products, how to go do double check work on what a manufacturer might be saying about a vitamin or a product or a nutrition plan. And the type of studies you're going to run into, how to identify those, which ones are better than others, and just a whole host of basically tips for trainers and coaches to get on a page with respect to reading those studies and getting something out of it. And because your clients are going to come into you, that's all I ever hear. Oh, they asked me about this. They asked me about that. Well, the more you know and the better you can articulate things in a simple manner, the better you're off you're going to be as far as your clientele, and you need to be correct. And so understanding even what these studies are set up to prove, it gives you a big advantage.
Yeah.
Because you can say right off the bat, okay, this is an experimental study, okay? This is, an in vitro study. This is a randomized controlled laboratory study. Why is that important? Well, here's why. And on and on. And so, everyone thinks study, they're all equal. No, they're not.
NAFCTrainer.com. Check it out. Vince, thanks for being on the show today. Alex Leaf, not only for being on the show today, but for everything that you do behind the scenes for Superhuman Radio. Alex is a very, very important player here at the Superhuman Nation. Thank you for everything. And of course, we want to also, yeah, my pleasure, Vince. We need to get together more often. And I want to thank also Rob Regish. Go check out CoachRobRegish.com when you have time. And tune in tomorrow when we have Brooks Kubik on. And two old Altacacas are going to talk about life. We'll see you then. Take care.
Thank you.
Your physique.